AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Director James Comey says the FBI is looking into the deadly shootings in San Bernardino, California, as an act of terrorism.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Comey says there are no signs to this point. Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were part of a larger cell or network.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us. That we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
An official at Facebook says Malik praised the leader of the Islamic State group in a post Wednesday morning when the couple were believed to have stormed the social service center in San Bernardino and opened fire. 14 people were killed. Encouraging news on the economy set off the biggest gains on Wall Street since September. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrials finished up 369 points. The Labor Department reported 211,000 new jobs last month. It means the Federal Reserve is more likely to raise interest rates at its next meeting. Bankrate.com analyst Mark Hamrick says at this rate, the rate hike isn't all bad.
Savers have been getting Scrooge-like or miserly returns for many years now. And the fact is we should actually welcome a normalization of interest rates because that means the damage and, dare I even say, the memory of the Great Recession is receding.
Police in Minnesota say cocaine was found in the bedroom of the tour bus where former Stone Temple Pilots frontman Scott Whelan was found dead. Police didn't release any additional information on the cause of death, saying it would come from the coroner. Texas is dropping immediate efforts to block the arrival of Syrian refugees who are scheduled to resettle in the state next week. This is AP Radio News. The military is looking into whether the draft should be expanded to include women. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Just about all men have to register with the Selective Service System within a month of their 18th birthday. And now that combat jobs are being opened up to women, they may also have to register. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is actually something that the Department of Defense is taking a look at.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter said earlier this year he supports a review of the draft. Selective Service marks its 99th anniversary next month. The draft hasn't been used since the 1970s, when the U.S. turned to an all-volunteer military. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Chicken of the sea and bumblebee are not going to merge. The Obama administration told the companies it would hurt competition in the canned tuna market, saying consumers are better off without the merger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.